We need to teach our children that God's role as our Father ensures that He will be good to us. When Jesus' disciples requested, "Lord, teach us to pray," in Luke 11:1, Jesus replied by teaching them the Lord's Prayer. The versions in Matthew and Luke are slightly different, so we will quote the one from Matthew since it is the most familiar. It reads, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. The Lord's Prayer is a model of simplicity and covers all the bases. Not only is this prayer very beautiful, but its brevity makes it a powerful point. State your request simply and clearly. Now, because Jesus said, "When you pray, say," then supplied the precise words, many people think this is exactly what he intended Christians to pray, so they recite it word for word, sometimes several times in a row. But this prayer is not meant as a magical mantra. Christians should think about what it is saying while they are praying. If your children are memorizing Bible verses, make sure the Lord's Prayer is among them. And while they are committing it to memory, teach them what it means. Our Father in heaven. The opening words remind your children that God is their all-powerful Father, and this means He loves them and is good to them. Jesus told some parents, "If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?" Matthew 7:11. Hallowed be your name. This reminds your children to worship God and keep His name hallowed or holy, because God Himself is holy. Therefore, they shouldn't say His name lightly. Exodus 20:7. Your kingdom come. Paul tells us the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. Your children should desire these virtues in their lives here and now. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When your children pray this, they are not just praying for peace on earth, they are also agreeing that they will yield to God's will for their own lives. Give us this day our daily bread. Your children can trust God to supply what they need day by day because the Bible promises, "My God will meet all of your needs," Philippians 4:19. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This sentence reminds your children that they continually need to be forgiven. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Your children also should daily forgive others who have offended them. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God can help your children to resist temptation and can protect them from the devil. The Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Your children will live forever in God's glorious heavenly kingdom, so they should think about it and focus on it even now. Amen. This means, let it be so. Lord, help my children treat your name as holy. Help them value the righteousness, peace, and joy of your kingdom. Help them yield to your will on earth now, just as those in heaven do. Please supply their daily bread and all their other needs. In your love and mercy, forgive my children's sins and help them forgive those who sin against them. Lord, help them resist temptation and protect them from the attacks of the evil one. Help them every day to remember that they will live forever in your glorious kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.